That chick's way too hot for me anyways.
Shit.
No such thing. No such thing, bro.
We were talking about this last night.
I look like a hobbit's foot. That's the way I describe myself. I'm big and I'm hairy.
That's a very unique description.
No, yeah. The way he explained it too is he's like, I got all these good things. You know, I'm funny. I'm all the, you know.
I'm a homeowner. Yeah. I have a decent job. I have a great credit score.
Yeah.
I have all a 401k. I got stuff going on. Yeah. I own a vehicle. Outright.
You're a functioning adult.
But yeah. Then you also have to remember that, and then this is where he threw it. He's like, but you also have to believe that this is Ryan. So it's like, you're like, for real?
At the end of the day, I'm still me.
Okay.
No matter how I try to disguise it.
See, what you got to do is just assume that that's actually a positive. Like, yeah.
I do. When I'm trying to sell myself, when I'm like, look, girl, you're getting a good deal here.
Yeah.
Right? I'm selling like a shitty old car to some unsuspecting dope.
You selling them a lemon?
Yeah. And then how can I realize what happened until they're already stuck in some shitty finance situation, driving off the lot going, what did I just get myself into?
Welcome back to Netflix's reboot of The Three Ninjas.
The Three Ninjas continue to kick back.
Yeah.
Continue to kick back? Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, it's hard to think of something better than Three Ninjas Kick Back, because that's the ultimate title.
Oh, yeah. We don't acknowledge the third Three Ninjas movie, though.
33, is that the third one?
Yeah, the one with Hulk Hogan. We don't fuck with him.
I don't think I knew of that.
I didn't. Yeah. Is there a third one?
There's a third one.
I don't even think I saw the second one. I just remember, like, they used to give away movie posters in Sholo at the video store, and, like, my brother had a Three Ninjas Kickback one. Like, I had, what did I have? I had a big, you know, like the vinyl wall signs. They're, like, you know, 2 feet high, like 6 feet wide. It was fucking Double Impact. It was fucking badass.
Because Double Impact is a fucking good movie.
That's awesome.
That's what I got. My brother got Three Ninjas Kickback.
He got fucked hard. Oh, so this is You Guys Are No Fun, episode 45. I'm Charles.
I'm Lorenzo.
I'm Ryan, and this week's episode is brought to you by Cream of Wheat. Cream of Wheat. It's almost food.
Actually, I like Cream of Wheat.
Well, it's almost food. You should.
Doesn't it taste like chicken?
That's tasty wheat.
Tasty wheat.
Tasty wheat tastes like chicken?
It's a Matrix reference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who said that? Joey Pants?
Nah, it's the little kid. They Mouse. Got killed like Mouse, 2 seconds when they were in the
Mouse.
Matrix.
Yep, Mouse.
Gross. All right. You finish your beer. I finish my beer. Go ahead and finish your beer real quick. That tall, tall, delicious Corona.
I don't think I've ever had a Corona Extra.
In a can. I don't think I've ever had Corona in a can.
I can't say that I have either.
What is Extra? Isn't that it's like the Michelob Ultra of Corona?
Yeah. It's real extra special.
Is it good though?
Yeah, it's good. Oh, okay. It's just your typical Corona. They have Extra on all their bottles and everything. It's
really?
Not, yeah.
Shit.
What's the Michelob Ultra one?
Yeah, they do have special, like a light version.
Yeah, it's a special. It's like the ultra, super ultra.
Is that what it's called?
Mega ultra.
I'm gonna get. That's what your HD mom remix. Drinks, right?
Yeah, HD remix.
No, she drinks Corona Light.
Okay,
that's what I'm thinking of. That's the one that most people drink, right?
Yeah, Corona Light.
Okay.
No, most people drink regular old Corona.
No, they
it's Corona Light.
They
right?
switched over to Corona Light.
Yeah, because
you know everybody wants to watch their weight and shit, and they don't want to.
I want to watch my weight too.
So start drinking
balloon.
Start drinking, what is it? Those stupid Slim Mick Ultras or whatever.
Dude, I tried.
Ultra is trash.
I tried one. So when I first started working out and exercising and stuff, and I was like, you know what? I can't quit drinking beer. I just can't. It's just never going to fucking happen. So I'm like, I'll just switch to Michelob Ultra. It took me a long time to kill that 24-pack, man.
It's bad,
it's
man.
It's really bad.
It's bad.
You just might as well just give up drinking. Yeah. You're going to go that route.
I mean, you can do it. You just got to go straight booze, bro.
Well, that's what I was doing. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just drink whiskey tonight. I don't want to fucking drink anymore. Those Michelob Ultras, they're fucking terrible. So what have you guys been up to? What have you been up to?
Oh, man.
We haven't seen you for a couple weeks.
Yeah, a lot has happened, actually.
Good. Well, start at the beginning.
All right. So, almost died one time.
1,000 years ago.
I saw Mission Impossible Fallout a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like it?
Oh, dude, it's so fucking good.
No, really?
Yeah. You guys haven't seen it yet?
I haven't watched one since Mission Impossible 2.
What?
I hated that one so much, it turned me off to the whole franchise.
First off, Mission Impossible 2 is great.
No.
It's a great movie.
The third one's really good.
Third one's okay.
Yeah.
But you can skip the fourth one.
The fourth one's kind of cheesy.
But these last two, fucking great.
What is it, like Ghost Recon or something?
Rogue Nation.
Protocol?
Ghost Protocol is the fourth one that's just kind of meh. Rogue Nation is the one that came out a couple years ago. It's really, really good. And then Fallout is the one that just came out a couple weeks ago that is probably the best one.
Mission Impossible, Fallout, New Vegas.
Yes.
I like it.
Dude, it's so good.
Huh.
It's so fucking good.
I'll have to check it
out. Simon Pegg in it?
Yeah, Simon Pegg is in it. He's pretty good in that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like,
so he's in both of the recent ones?
Yeah. He's been in all of them since the third one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's actually pretty good in the movie. Ving Rhames is in there. Spent the entire movie making Arby's jokes.
Arby's jokes.
Yeah, he's the voice of the Arby's commercials. That's him. The We Have the Meats guy.
Oh yeah,
that's Ving Rhames.
That's Ving Rhames, bro.
Huh. Well, his voice meats. Sounds like a little different. I don't know why.
They're playing up the bass in his voice.
Yeah, it's just real. Yeah, it's real rough prominent. And beefy.
Beefy. See what you did there.
We have the meats. It's just like
yeah, dude.
Yeah, like that's pretty much what
it's
it is.
It's popping
yeah.
hard.
Yeah. Like, well, good for him. Good for Ving.
But yeah, it's a good movie. You definitely need to see it.
All right. I'll watch it after I watch Infinity War and Deadpool 2. And I have to go back. No, I will not.
You can skip that.
I have to go back and rewatch Constantine.
There you go.
And then there's another DC animated movie out, isn't there? Isn't there a newer one?
The one that just came out, The Death of Superman. That just came out like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was it, right?
I've heard that's good.
Yeah. We were just talking about it the other day. Yeah. So I got to go back and watch that.
No, I haven't watched it yet. He still wants me to watch, what is it, Dark?
Justice League Dark.
Dark.
I haven't seen that. Oh, it's good. Is it good?
I liked it a lot. I think I watched two or three times.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Okay.
Definitely give it a watch.
I got Amazon credits to use, so I might watch
It's good, because a lot of Constantine, and I like Constantine.
Constantine's a good character.
A fucking prick, and I love
him. He's a real fucking dirtbag.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he'll save the world, but he fucking hates doing it.
Yeah.
It's just such a fucking burden.
You're like, he'll let you know that, like, he saved the world just to spite you specifically.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like you.
Yeah. And he's like, fine, I'll do it. God.
That's exactly how, Keanu Reeves portrays it. And,
yeah.
Like, and I think it's great, because he is such a, like, God. God damn, I just
People shit on that movie, but it was actually pretty good.
It is
like good. I watched it a few months ago with my girlfriend, who she's meh about comic books. She liked it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good story. It's a good story. It has that, like you said, he's the in-between person between good and evil, but all he wants to do is just talk shit to everybody.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't fucking care. Like, I just don't care.
I remember when that movie came out, people didn't like it. Remember, Keanu Reeves was actually pretty good in it. Because Keanu Reeves is actually an underrated actor.
Yeah, oh, he is.
I fucking hated Shia LaBeouf.
Is or was at the time, because I don't think he is anymore.
I think he's always been an underrated actor, even now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People fucking love Keanu Reeves.
Like, they like him, but they just like him because he's Keanu Reeves. They just like him as a human. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he is a pretty good human to begin.
He's a pretty good human, and he's pretty good meme material.
Yeah.
Right.
That picture of him eating that sandwich. Yeah. That had some legs, man.
Well, that video of him on the subway, he stands up and gives that lady a seat, like, God damn, Keanu. I want to hug you.
Yeah, I know.
Give me a reason to hate you. I can't.
I always liked the one with him in the paparazzi, where they're like, I would just want to be as happy as Keanu Reeves when he steals the paparazzi's camera.
He's like running down the street.
Okay, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about.
And he's just like, he has that stupid, like, boyish grin on his face. I'm like, damn, dude. He looks so fucking happy. I want to do that. Yeah. I want to steal somebody's shit and just run away with it. Just like,
fuck yeah.
Because he knows, he's like, you're not going to get away with it, right?
Right. Yeah. But just for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Just for that one moment, we're like, this is hilarious.
Yep.
What else? Okay, so what else?
I did a playthrough of Mass Effect Andromeda.
Finally?
Again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it Chester hasn't played it?
I haven't played it.
You haven't played it. It's good. I like it, man. Yeah, I don't know why anyone shits on it. Like, oh, blah, blah. Like, what? It feels like a Mass Effect game. It plays well. It's got a decent story. Yeah. I don't understand what the problem is. And the stupid little car thing controls much better than it did in the other games.
Oh, fuck yeah.
God, man.
Oh, God, yes.
But that's how people are. Like, that's all they want to do. If it doesn't fit their, you know, what they think it should be, they're going to shit all over it.
Yeah. That's true. Like, I haven't gone back to play God of War yet because it's not God of War to me. Like, it's not hack and slash and chaos. You really, you got to pay attention to what you're doing and make certain button presses and how make sure, like, if you get hit, like, it's going to hurt.
That's what I said.
But. Like in the other games, you could take a couple hits before it hurt. Like, this one, if you get hit, it fucking hurts. Like,
how, no, for real, how far in are you?
Not that far. Not really.
You need to keep
maybe
playing.
An hour.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
You need to keep playing because I'm not going to spoil it for you. But there is a point where it definitely becomes God of War.
Okay. Like, I am going to go. Well, I'm in my New Game Plus of Assassin's Creed Origins.
How's the New Game Plus? I've been thinking about going back to that.
It's good. It's good. So you keep all your abilities.
Yeah.
Sinu loses his perception. You got to go back and get all the viewpoints.
Okay.
And all of the characters are 39 or 40. Ooh, all of them. Okay. All of the bad guys. Like, they all level up to 40.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen anyone under. I think it's all been 39 or 40. So okay. All of the enemies get harder. I haven't gone back to fight an elephant this time around. I fought an elephant the first one, and that was that's rough.
Oh yeah, those are tough fights, dude.
Yeah, and but I mean, it's still the same game. It's just nice having all of your abilities. Oh, and you still get the blade the same way. Like, you don't start with the blade.
Okay.
You still have to go through and get the hidden blade, but having all your swords and stuff and just starting the game off that way, just ready to fucking murder, is great.
Okay.
That way you can blow through it. Because I want to do the story again, just, you know, because I think by the time I had finished 60 hours, like, maybe there's some stuff I forgot.
Yeah.
I need to go back and do it again.
Do you have any of the DLC for it or no?
No, I was going to get that. The Curse of the Pharaohs or whatever.
Yeah, I've heard that second one is really good, but the first one's not so good.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about getting them. We'll see. I still need to do the trials. The Trial of Sobek and the Trial
of... Oh, yeah. I still need to do those, too. I haven't done any.
Those are the only thing. I'm 98%. Those are the only two things I haven't done.
I haven't done any of those shits.
Yeah. They look fucking hard as shit. I watched the videos on it. It looks rough.
Yeah.
You better know. You better be ready for some shit. A lot of... So I'm leveling up all of my archery right now because
yeah.
A lot of arrow shit going on in there you're fighting those things.
I'm kind
of
torn on it because I want to go back and do the New Game Plus, but I think I'm actually going to buy two Assassin's Creed games in a row. Because the one coming out this year looks like it might be pretty.
It looks almost exactly the same as this one, just in a different setting. And everything else looks good.
It's leaning way heavier into the RPG element, though.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like they knew.
They got you.
They're trying to get me
back.
They
sucked you in. I mean, they're good games. Well, most of them. I mean, one was boring. Three was garbage.
What?
What was
the last one that I cared about?
Which one?
Three.
With the Indian guy?
Yeah.
It was boring. He was a boring character.
It was too long.
He was a boring character. I think coming off of Ezio and then having that guy.
Oh, I was tired of Ezio.
Dude, I
was fucking tired of
Ezio. I love me some Ezio. He's a charming motherfucker.
He's a charming.
So he's in like the Jensen Ackles division?
Yeah. He's like the Jensen Ackles of assassins.
But yeah, I was tired of Ezio so fucking bad.
Whatever.
What was the one that bombed? Was it Black Flag? Was the one that everybody hated?
No, Black Flag was good.
No, it was Unity. That's
was it
the
Unity?
One that,
yeah,
that
where it was all fucked up when it came out.
Yeah, I think it was largely because it was broken, and it got caught up in like the feminism wave, too.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we're not going to have any women in it, and they gave the wrong response. They could just said, hey, like, we wanted to do it right, so we didn't have time to put it in this game. They just said, we didn't have time. So that was the wrong response, and they just got shit on.
Yeah, because I knew it didn't do very well, because I couldn't remember which one it was, but like a lot of people shit
after
on
they
it.
After they fixed it, it turned out to be all right, but man, it was all those videos people posted, like there's no skin textures on anyone, it's just flesh and eyeballs.
Yeah, like literally,
so weird.
Anytime somebody mentions a syndicate, all I can think of is a screenshot of somebody talking, and all you can see is their eyeballs and their tongue and whatnot. It's like,
those two games had a lot of problems with the game. Anymore. That's what happens when you do one every year.
Yeah.
Your quality starts to fall apart. You can't really focus on putting out a good game. You're just focusing on putting out a game.
And that's a series that doesn't need a game every
year
anyway.
Need to get paid, right? I can wait 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
GTA hasn't put out a new one for what? 6, 7 years?
5 years.
So just,
5 years.
Yeah.
And so we were just talking about this at work. They haven't put out a game in 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and it had the most sales this past month.
Yeah. That's insane.
But crazy. they keep putting out free DLC too.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's
Rockstar's badass for that.
Like, they're an incredibly smart company.
Yeah.
They're incredibly smart. Like they're smart enough to realize, all right, GTA 5 could probably still keep going for another 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So their next game didn't have to be a GTA game.
Right.
They put out Red Dead, which is going to sell 100 million copies, whatever the fuck they do. And 5 years from now, we'll be talking about GTA 6 probably. and that's probably when GTA 5 will die.
Yeah.
And well, obviously, and even yeah, then, but it's still going to take a while. Like, people aren't just going to go out like that day. Like, a lot of them will go out that day and buy the next one. But it's still going to take like that year or two before it's like, okay, now GTA is completely dead or GTA 5.
Although, I'm kind of worried about GTA 6, man.
Why?
Like, I don't.
How do you improve upon perfection?
I don't play multiplayer in GTA that much.
Really? I fucking love GTA.
And I'm worried that the next GTA will be almost entirely multiplayer. And that's not what
GTA is. A very story driven game. You have to have that one player story.
But that's not what made them money, though.
It isn't what made them money, but it's what sold games. Like, I wouldn't buy a totally online GTA because the story, the stories in GTA they're so good.
Yeah. So they're good, man.
That's like the best part of the. Like, I think I played through the first one player.
Dude, I completed the campaign times, like, I think. Four fucking times.
I did, yeah. I think I did it three
That's
times.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what, this time, I'm going to kill Trevor at the end. And I never fucking did. I always save both of them every fucking time.
That's the best ending.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think having God of War come out just recently really saved the single player story mode.
Yeah, I think so.
It put a huge like market out there. Like, people want to play single story, like, just whatever it is, because if you can write a good story, which it is a good story, but also put the gameplay behind it, like, it just brings more people to play.
There's definitely value in that still.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I don't know how many I actually know several people that have played God of War several times.
Well, Chester's done it two or three times.
Garl's done it two or three times now.
So it's there's still a market out there for the story driven games, which is great.
So I think
I'm old and I don't like playing with other people unless I know them. Like, I don't have a bunch of friends on PSN or on Steam or like people I don't know. It's all just people I know.
Same.
And I think that's what it would be. You know, if they did do that, it would have to be like, it would still have to be a single player thing where it would still have to have that story, because a lot of people, like you said, that's what they play the game for. It's not what solely drives the game, but a lot of people do play it for the story mode. And I do like stories.
Maybe it'll get there one day. Like no one's buying Call of Duty games anymore for the story. No.
True.
It's just so they can kill each other.
Yeah.
At this point. Like, they might as well just stop making a story mode.
Which
I think they pretty much do.
Like, the new one that's coming out this year has no story mode.
Yeah. There you go. See?
I'm sorry. It has narrative weaved in all of the modes, but there's no single player
mode. My word. All right.
And it's still $60.
Got anything else you want to share with us? Trash. What else you got going on? What'd you do?
Nothing major, man. I'm just kind of killing time for the next couple weeks.
What happens in the next couple weeks? Red Dead?
Yeah. No, not Red Dead. Red Dead's October.
Yeah, that's
cool. End of October.
Yeah.
Actually, we were talking about this.
8 weeks.
Red Dead come out the day before the Nintendo Olympics?
Oh, that's right. It comes out the Friday before the Nintendo Olympics.
I'm pretty sure it does, but
the 27th, I think.
That's what I want to say, but let's take a look.
I think it's the day before the Nintendo Olympics. We're all going to be so trashed.
October 26th, so yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's
You're going to be up all night playing Red Dead and have to show up here and get drunk and play different video games? But so, hey, you should find a way to work that game into this tournament somehow.
This is going to be hammered for like 3 days straight. So
yeah, it's going to be badass. Yeah. I'm going to get a full keg this year because we ran out of beer last year. That was very disappointing.
Did we?
Yeah, because I only bought a small keg. I didn't think we would drink that much that fast, and it was gone like 2 hours.
It was, we couldn't even finish.
Do you need another keg show?
Hmm?
Do you need another keg show?
No. Why? You got keg shells laying around?
I have one in storage.
What I was going to say, Total Wine won't take back keg shells without a receipt. Yeah.
That's trash.
You got to have your receipt.
That's trash.
They did it for me once because I still had the little label on there that they scanned that day, so they know it belongs to them. Yeah, it's kind of shitty. I actually have a couple in the backyard, too.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I just collect keg shells.
Better need and not have it, or have it not need it than need it and not have it.
That's true, because you never know when you're going to need to keg up something.
I would keg up just because, honestly.
I just pour a 30-pack in there and pressurize. Lorenzo, what are you up to? What do you got going on in your life? Tell me all about it.
Nothing too crazy.
Great.
Just waiting. Actually, he was about to say something. He was waiting 2 weeks for something, and you said Red
Dead. Yeah.
And I'm waiting for the same thing, but I got the PS4 Pro version.
For Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I did this, and I was actually talking to Ryan about it, I did not know that if you buy a PS4 Pro, that if you get a bundle with a game, it's the same cost as just buying.
So you bought a whole new PlayStation?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Why?
I almost bought another one.
Like, 2 days ago. explained this to you several times.
Was it at any point during this weekend while I was drinking?
No, it's been at work.
When I was drinking?
Not yet.
No.
Because we need to drink at work, for real. Like, I'm not going to lie about that. But no, my Wi-Fi is not connecting.
Oh, that's right, the Wi-Fi thing.
I'm having a big issue with that. And I, like, all the rest of my shit will run at, like, 150.
And it's just the PlayStation?
And only my PlayStation will run at, like, 20.
What the fuck?
It's been pissing me off. So I get lag, like, on every single game I play. And if I can hardwire it, but I leave my PlayStation in my room, so I would have to take it back out to my living room, and I don't.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. So I was just like, fuck it. I'll just buy a PS4 Pro and get it over with. So,
oh, yeah, because it does have a better Wi-Fi chip.
Yep. Huh. Exactly. So I was actually looking into just getting, like if I just rebuild this one or whatever. And then I was like, you know what? I might as well just get something. Like, the PS4 Pro, yeah, it's going to last me a lot longer. But I'm also getting a game with it. So
yeah, kill two birds with one stone.
Yep. So
isn't the PlayStation red?
Yeah, it's red with a white Spider-Man, and then it has a obvious Spider-Man game, and then a red controller.
Remember when the PS3 came out and it had Spider-Man letters?
I do.
Yeah.
Spider-Man font.
I had one of those.
Yeah.
I actually have
mine. That's
my
so silly.
Still.
That's so silly.
The original, like the original PS3 when it came out. So like, it still has all the SD ports and everything in it.
I don't understand why some people,
it's
like,
backwards compatible.
How did someone not go, are we really using this font, guys? Really?
Yeah.
How did that get through all those people? And be like, why are we using Spider-Man letters? I'm talking about Spider-Man letters. These are cool. This is whatever font it is. No, bro. These are Spider-Man letters now. Yeah. That's what those are forever.
Those belong to him.
Yeah.
I honestly, people don't care about like what the font. They wanted to see what the gameplay was. And I really, like, they had one of the best titles. We were just actually talking about it, was Resistance when it first came out. That was a launch title for them. Mm. And I really like that game.
That was a bad launch, man.
Well, no, it was like one of their, because they didn't have any like other, it was the one shooter and it was like what it was, but then they didn't have like anything else with it.
Nope. Not a fucking thing.
Which one? Is that the three or three? You're talking about three or four?
The three. Yeah, the four was actually a pretty decent launch.
Yeah, they had a bunch of games that came out with it when it first came out.
Yeah.
Mine came with a Blu-ray of Batman Begins, I think.
Your PS3 or your PS4?
My PS4.
Oh, okay.
The only Blu-ray I own. Still.
I almost bought another PS4 last week because they put out a limited edition one forever. Yeah. That translucent blue one.
Yep.
Fuck, it's so good looking.
So I was looking at that. The price would go up, I think, like $50 or whatever. But then they're not for sure how many are going to get sent out to each individual store.
Oh.
Because there's only going to be, I think, 50,000 in total. Or 100.
Get in line. At your local GameStop.
Yeah, so they're really having issues right now of who's going to get them and how many they're going to get.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I don't want to get involved with that.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a very low limit. Just like, it's not going to be anything crazy.
Wait until you see it on eBay for twice what it's worth.
I'll just buy one of the controllers. They're selling those.
There you go.
Yeah. The translucent blue. Yeah. I mean, it's a cool system.
Yeah.
It's completely see-through and everything. And, like,
and it gives you a 2 terabyte hard drive. Yep. So that's not bad.
So it looks
that's
like a Nintendo 64.
Yes. Yep. Which, when they announced that N64 Classic, they better do the translucent one.
Yeah.
They have to.
The translucent bluish-purple one?
Yeah. Well, they don't
like,
have to do
They made
blue.
Like three or four translucent ones, didn't
I think
they?
So. I think I had the bluish-purple one.
There's a bluish-purple one. Wasn't there like a yellow one when Donkey Kong 64 came out?
Was it Donkey Kong or was it? What's it called? Pokemon. Do they ever do anything with Pokemon?
I don't think they did one for Pokemon. I remember there was a special one that came out when Donkey Kong 64 came out.
They always do something with Donkey Kong.
Which, that was a bad game. That was a really bad game.
Not everything works in 3D. Like,
yeah.
Well, that was the same thing with like Mario when they first did the 3D Mario and it wasn't. It was kind
what,
of.
What, Mario 64?
No, hold on, bro. Go jump in on that hot take because I'm going with you, bro. Oh. I think I know where you're going. I think I know where you're going.
Just. I don't know. It wasn't for me. It just
I'll say it. Mario 64 is overrated, motherfucker.
I never played it, so how about
don't
that?
Play it. How about
good?
That?
How about that?
It wasn't like it wasn't a Mario game to me. It didn't
what game was it? Mario Galaxy? Super Mario Sunshine?
There's a lot of Mario games out there.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It's an overrated game.
I got a 64 so I can play Zelda.
Now that's a fucking classic right
that's
there.
That's a classic. And Gauntlet was really good on the 64.
Gauntlet 64 or was that
Gauntlet
Legends?
Legends?
Yeah, Gauntlet Legends is fucking good,
that's a badass game.
Fuck yeah.
Man, we're talking about video games a lot. It's like old days. Welcome back to Casual Cowards of Gaming.
Oh, yeah. Aren't we supposed to be drinking beer and shit?
Oh, yeah. Let's drink our beers. Yeah. Oh, no one asked me what I was up to.
Hey, what are you up to, right?
Nah, I was just playing Assassin's Creed. Oh, I went back. So I got on my comic app and I reread Batman RIP.
Batman, fuck.
Yeah, because I have it. I have like the paper copy and I noticed it was on the app. I'm like, hey, I'll go read it again. And I still have no fucking clue what's going on in that book. It's weird as shit.
Grant Morrison's a wow,
yeah, man.
Dude.
I have an hard time figuring out what's going on here. It's just like, yo, is he crazy? Or is he really like, you think he's crazy? And then that guy's like, I hypnotize you. And, you know, his, what is the trigger word? The Zurinar.
Yeah.
And then as it goes on, it's just like, is he faking all of this? Was he was ready for this trap the whole time?
Right?
I don't understand why. Like, didn't he kill a guy? Like, Batman doesn't kill guys. Like, what's going? Just to like fake him out. I'm gonna murder a guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Batman used a gun. Yeah, like, if he was faking it, why did he have a fucking gun?
Well, part of that was that Morrison's goal on that run on Batman was to make sure that every iteration of Batman actually happened. So this is also that happened in one timeline. So, like, when Batman first launched, like, way back in the day, he actually used guns.
Okay.
Yeah, so, was, like, very first.
So, that was supposed to, like, a callback to that.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I don't know, man.
It's really fucking... And then they have a...
It was weird.
What's the guy from the fifth dimension? What's his name?
Oh, fuck. It's Batmite?
Is that it?
Yeah, it's Batmite.
And then he's there, and then he's like, are you real... Are you from the fifth dimension? Or are you just my imagination? He's like, the imagination is the fifth dimension. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck, man?
Oh, man. That dude, he can write some weird shit.
It is a weird-ass fucking book. He's like, you know, Robin always dressed this way, and he was fine. Because he's got that red costume. It's all red and yellow and, like, fluorescent.
And shit, yeah.
Because they originally did that Batman of Zurinar way back in, like, Silver Age shit. Like, a long time ago. And he looked goofy as shit. Oh, he was, like, dressed, like, Robin-colored. But he still had like a black cape and cowl. It's really weird.
Yeah, dude. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever read parts of.
Yeah, so I went back and read it and I still have no fucking clue what's going on.
Have you read Final Crisis?
No. Should I go read that and be confused too?
Actually, that if you just read RIP, that's sort of like the follow-up to RIP is Final Crisis.
Okay, then I'll read that next.
It's also batshit crazy.
God damn it.
But it's batshit crazy and it's more centered on Superman.
Okay.
It's... Man, like I want some of the drugs that Grant Morrison takes. Like, that dude writes some of the weirdest shit.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird book. He's like, I am Thomas Wayne. Like, you're not Thomas Wayne. Why are you telling him you're Thomas Wayne? He watched him die. He watched his dad die. He's not going to believe you. God, it's fucking weird. All right, let's hand out some beers.
All right.
I don't even remember what these are. I've had them for a couple weeks.
All right.
So, surprise.
Surprise.
You just let me know if we've had any of these. I think we've had that
I guarantee I will probably have had one of these before. Because that always happens. I drink a lot of shitty beer.
Wait, which one? Did you bring some?
I brought a couple, yes.
I think I grabbed the wrong one. I think I should have grabbed the one out of the fridge, not the one in the back.
Hey, no, grab that one. I know we haven't had that one. The bottle, yeah.
I'm pretty sure we haven't either. Yeah, I totally grabbed the wrong one. You want another Green Zebra?
No.
It was really good.
Actually, I'll drink it anyway, sure.
Yeah, it's pretty good. No, you got to have this one.
All right.
Oh, there's stuff in the bottle. Here you go.
Oh, all right. Ooh. Okay, I actually might end up liking this.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like burners. Oh, fuck, no. I forgot. I got to use
the
hammer.
These aren't even... Ew! Come on, bro.
Am I supposed to, like, shake this up a little bit?
I guess I'll drink this other one.
I got other ones here that you probably haven't had because you weren't here before. Like the Green Zebra. Have you had the Green Zebra?
No, I haven't had the
Green Zebra. You should try the Green Zebra.
You should try the Green Zebra. It's a real eye-opener.
Put that one in that one.
What is this? That doesn't sound that bad.
This is the shittiest bottle of
beer. Oh, look, it's everywhere.
Ever.
It's trying to escape.
No one escapes. Thank you, sir. Here you go. Somebody? Or anybody?
Nobody escapes. No.
Nobody has a bottle.
Of Zurinar.
We have to put it back in its little...
Fair enough.
I can't wait for this thing to get broken.
Dude, that thing is so worthless.
I actually have a real bottle opener right here.
Yeah, but we decided that we're going to do...
Shitty beers always use that.
Yep.
All right. So let's see what we got here. This is North Coast Brewing
Berliner Weiss. It's a tart cherry beer. And they didn't even give you a description of it on the bottle, which that's never
good. I think the description on the tag made it sound worse than what the bottle makes it sound. The bottle makes it sound not bad. I was kind of hoping it tastes like cough syrup.
Yeah, because we had another one of that company, and it was not good.
It tastes like bad rosé.
Mmm, gross. I wonder if there was something wrong with it, because it bubbled up so much.
Well, I did roll it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
To get some of the sediment out.
I don't even know what rosé tastes like, but I know it's wine, and I know I don't like wine.
Rosé is actually pretty good, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
I bet it tastes like vinegar.
No.
All wine tastes like vinegar.
No.
All of it.
I hate wine, and I like rosé.
There's always a little tiny bit of acetic acid in there, and I can't just... That's all I taste. I'm very sensitive to it.
Hmm. Do you do champagne?
Ew. It does. It even smells like wine.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's not bad, per se, but it's definitely not good.
Yeah, it's tart. But it's not...
It's just mediocre.
Yeah, it's not like... There's not a lasting whatever.
It is tart. I hear that. Oof.
But it's not like crazy. Like, it's, no. There's nothing bad.
I was hoping it'd have a stronger cherry cough syrup flavor. That's what I was hoping for. Because that would be super gross.
I'm really interested in this one. So we got to do...
You want me to crack it open?
What is that?
It's called Pico de Mexico.
Shit. This sounds like a disaster.
Cucumber lime lager... With a hint of habanero flavor.
Oh, my God.
And it's not that cold.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
It is not very cold at all.
This is going to be terrible. You'll
feel it.
Oh, yeah, that's not very cold at all. Oh, it's Golden Road. Golden Road's actually not bad. But I had a bad experience with Golden Road not too long ago. Or my
Ew.
She's a big fan of their guava beer.
No, guava beer?
Yeah. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Try it out.
This smells like a fresh cucumber salad.
Fuck, I hate cucumbers.
It does. It smells like salad.
Well, when I read the thing and I saw that it was cucumber, I was like, we're going to have to try this.
Fair enough. You're getting good at this.
Everyone keeps putting lime in their beer, and it is fucking terrible. It is just fucking terrible.
I wasn't so sold on the lime. I was sold on cucumber and habanero. That's like those two together.
Had one last week that had jalapeno or habanero or something in it. You couldn't even fucking taste it.
No, you couldn't. It wasn't even like spicy or nothing. Thank you.
That's not good.
It doesn't taste like the sweet part of the cucumber. It just tastes like the thick outer skin.
The outer skin of it.
So the grossest part.
Yeah.
So you can actually taste the cucumber in this?
Yeah.
Wow.
I fucking hate cucumbers so much. This is going to be so bad.
Ew.
No,
it tastes like lotion.
Okay, so do you get more cucumber than lime or habanero?
Yeah, I definitely there's habanero in there. It's not spicy. I can almost taste it at the end.
Like it's
it's very off putting. I don't like it. That's gross, right? It's weird. It's like the bad part of the cucumber.
Oh man, it hits you with the cucumber.
It's like it wasn't ripe or something.
Holy shit. Yeah, you're
cucumber
right.
Cucumber should be like sweeter than that.
Yeah, you're right. It's like a cucumber salad.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Like the cucumber overpowers the lime. It overpowers.
I don't taste
the
lime
habanero.
At all.
Like that is intense.
Are you getting the habanero yet at the end? It's there. It's
there. Now I'm getting it.
It's right at the end.
It's a slow burn.
But that cucumber is like a punch to the face at the beginning.
It's like cucumber juice.
They went heavy with it.
That is like straight up cucumber.
I feel like I did a warm pickleback.
Oh, dude. It's making my stomach hurt. I can feel like the, like, you know, when you eat wings and your stomach starts getting all hot. It's something. I like the habanero doesn't taste hot, but it's like my stomach knows it's there and it's preparing for war.
Right. You son of a bitch.
Like I should put some ranch in here or something, like calm my stomach down. Yeah, this isn't good. This isn't good at all. And it's warm, which is even better.
I think the temperature is making it worse.
Yeah.
I think if it was colder, maybe the cucumber wouldn't be as intense.
It's
gross. Just pound it, Ryan.
It's definitely gross.
Just get it over with. So I am drinking one that we've already had before, these guys have. Green Zebra Ghost Style Ale with watermelon and sea salt.
I think that was one of the worst ones we've done.
It's pretty bad.
Was that one of the six worst ones?
It has to be.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Goosebumps. That's how you know. That's how you know.
Oh, man. That's fucking great.
I don't know. Like,
this is gross. This is terrible.
It is really fucking bad, isn't it?
That is. It's like seriously, like just straight, like if I had a piece of watermelon, I just dipped it in salt and just took a bite out of it.
Salty as shit.
That is the most upset I've ever seen Lorenzo about anything.
This is terrible.
It is fucking awful.
I did not realize, like, I don't think I've ever had a beer with this much salt in it before.
It's bad.
There's
dude.
A lot of salt in this.
Like, Ghosts are naturally salty. I get it.
Yes.
But they pounded on that one.
That is salty. Like, straight salt. Like, I've never had so much salt in a beer before.
Like, it tastes like instead of using regular water, they use salt water.
Yeah, that's... It's wow, that's a lot of fucking salt. That is a lot of salt. I did not realize it was going to be that salty.
Oh, shit.
Let me get that.
That is...
It's so salty.
I have never, like, literally never had anything that salty.
I can feel it, like just the my tongue is, like, shriveling up like a slug.
Wow. Wow, that is really salty.
It's so, and you hate watermelon, too, right?
Yeah.
So you're double fucked on that one.
Oh, man.
And I like, woo! You can taste the watermelon, but it's, like, as soon as you drink it, it's just straight salt.
Straight salt, yeah.
That's weird.
Even my lips are salty.
Yeah, I'm just like... Like I was at the gym and I just started sweating and I was just like fucking dude. Here, I'm gonna take some watermelon.
Run this watermelon across my forehead real quick.
Fuck.
Yeah, I didn't wow. I've never tasted a beer this salty before. Yeah, that is crazy.
It's real fucked up.
Like it doesn't even taste like regular sea salt. Like it tastes like that shitty flavored salt that they make.
Yeah.
Like
like watermelon flavored salt.
Nah, like some, they try to be crafty where they're like, nah, we use smoked salt, man.
Yeah, that was super surprising. I was like watermelon sea salt, like it's whatever. I thought it was gonna be like you could barely taste the salt in there.
No man. Wrong. It's fucked up. It's real fucked up.
Yeah. That is wow, that is terrible.
I gotta give it to yours though, because one, we've already had that. But this is like
ooh, man.
I just chugged some of it and I don't know if you heard my reaction there. Yeah, dude. I was trying to finish it and I couldn't. And I thought I was going to throw. I seriously thought I was going to throw up.
Cucumber.
Just a minute ago.
Cucumber is one of the worst things to put in beer.
I like cucumber a lot. I just bought some cucumbers. I just eat them with salt and pepper on them. They're delicious. Like cucumbers. But this is not working. Mixed
cucumber
with the habanero.
Cucumber period is bad.
Yeah.
There has not been a single beer that said that it used cucumber that has been good that I've ever had.
Yeah.
Ever.
Cucumber's good for like three things. Salads. Butt stuff. Lotion.
What about water? What about
cucumber
water?
No, fuck that
cucumber
shit.
Cucumber water is fucking up. Man, see.
You know what your water should have in it? Ice.
I literally had to go to the grocery store last night to buy a cucumber because my girlfriend wants to make cucumber water.
Really?
And I was like, why? I'm ashamed of you right now.
I went to the store earlier and I bought some cucumbers. They're like, they look like fucking squashes. Scary ass big. I didn't buy them. The ones I bought were slightly smaller, but like
he was scared of it.
I was. I was like, I can't take this whole thing.
Why are you scared of the cube? Yeah.
There's no way this is fitting inside of me. Not yet. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. I gotta build up to this.
Yeah, I gotta build up my tolerance.
Oh shit.
What's that thing that porn stars use to like gape themselves? A speculum?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? How do they sell those on Amazon?
Do they sell?
Probably.
They sell everything there, so right? I might as well. Yeah,
I've seen some weird shit on Amazon, but
the honing. What are those things called again?
Yeah, man, you can totally
sounding
buy one
things.
For $13.
For 13 sounding, yes.
You can buy sounding rods on Amazon.
Yeah, I know. We've looked it up before.
Look, Amazon's choice. Like they rated this speculum.
Yeah, there's only two people that voted on that one.
Oh,
that's nasty.
So
look at the one below it. 17 votes.
Why is that one so much better?
I don't know. It's cheaper too.
I mean, $7.50. I mean,
you think about gaping, you gotta go value, bro.
Yeah, value gape.
You know your cost per inch of gape that comes out on top.
Oh my God! Number one review: a fun and easy to use toy for those wishing to play doctor. Winky face.
Gross.
Yo.
The next review. Very interesting to play with my man.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah. It would turn my husband's asshole into a bowling alley.
Jesus.
Around the way we call Jim 710 split, if you know what I mean.
Wow. That's all these are. Like, people like. doctors aren't buying these.
No.
No. Of course hell not. No.
Because they have medical supply places they can get
this
those
is from. Fucked up. This is more fun than we had anticipated. Use some lube and then the sky is the limit as it opens very wide and it would accommodate most men or toys or anything you would like to try. This is rather large and wasn't really suitable for anal play, but still lots of fun.
And see, all I could think of in my head was the old Biggie song, Sky's the Limit. Hey. So I can think of, all I can think of is just like Puff Daddy dancing around with a speculum in his hand.
Oh, shit.
Check for defects before using. Like, I would think if you're going to stick something inside of yourself
you
made out of metal,
first.
I'd look for burrs. I got to be honest with you. I'd be like, is this thing smooth? Is this going to tear my asshole up? Like, I know the goal is to tear your asshole up.
Yeah, but in a different way.
But not on the way in.
Yeah.
On the way out, right?
It's an inside
at the
job.
End.
It's
yeah.
Inside job.
Like, yeah, I would have questions like, all right, so what was this defect and how did you find out?
Well, let me tell you.
Oh, God. They,
the edges of the tongs are too sharp. To the touch, they feel dull enough. However, the edges need to be rounded more. When fully expanded, the angle at which flesh is stretched across the sides of the tongues can cause minor tearing or bleeding. No, it's probably just because you're tearing your asshole open.
Yeah, yeah. That's what that sounds a whole lot like.
Let's be honest. Screw came bent, easily fixed. To me, it's obvious they didn't really give much thought to the screw when not designing this device. That one screw ruined the whole thing.
So a screw came loose, so you almost had a screw in your asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just screw fall. It's all ding, 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 ding.
Fuck, we'll be at this all day trying to find this thing.
Right? Because, well, I mean, the speculum's broken now. It's not like you can stretch it up and get your hand in there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Long tweezers? Be sure to warm it up a bit before you insert it.
What?
Be sure you warm it up before you insert it.
What, do you throw it in the microwave?
Yeah, like, do you throw it in the microwave or is it like, you know, the barbershop thing where you wrap it in a warm towel? Yeah.
Like, you just, like, put it under your thigh and sit on it.
Okay.
Get it up to body temperature. Opens me wide. Feels sharp going in. Was scared I was cutting, but turns out I wasn't. Leave some space between the halves to prevent pinching. You don't want to pinch your asshole, right?
Wow.
Here's some dilators.
That is a thing that
gynecological dilators.
Wow.
Why does Amazon sell all this shit? I mean, obviously they want to make money.
Yeah.
But why?
Yeah, you would think.
Why
did
other people leave reviews? This
you would
is
think
great.
There'd be somebody somewhere that was like, "Nah, we don't need to sell that. No, we're good."
Yeah. Ooh, a three pack.
A three pack of speculums,
small, medium, and large.
It's the Goldilocks special. Because you never know, man. You never.
This
know.
One's too small. This one's too big. But this one's just right. Oh, this one only got one star. That probably tore up someone's butthole real bad. What are we talking about?
That's a thing that happened, huh?
What are we doing?
So, on a related note, we can talk about Disney streaming service.
Okay. Speaking of gaping.
So, I found an article on IGN, of all places, that has a list of things that are confirmed to be on Disney streaming service, which...
Is it Aladdin?
The show? I'm pretty sure Aladdin's going to be included. Yeah. But we'll go over a couple things here.
Gargoyles? Was that Disney?
Not. No, Disney.
No, Disney. No, that was Disney.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Disney owns that, but they're stingy with it for whatever reason.
It's a good-ass show.
Well, I thought Jordan Peele wanted to redo it.
He wants to.
Is he still going to have Keith David?
No, Keith David, no deal, bro.
That's right. You can't do Gargoyles. How are you going to do Goliath without Keith David? I can't even talk anymore. The beer is ruining my life.
So, to start out, they're going heavy with the Star Wars.
Of course.
So, they're going to have an untitled live-action Star Wars series.
Gross.
So, apparently Jon Favreau is overseeing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, they're making it for this now?
Yeah, they're making it specifically
for that. Because I remember when they initially said that he was going to come out with his own live-action Star Wars whatever. Wow. Gross.
With no indication of what it's going to be at all.
No, there's actually info on that.
Oh, there's there now?
So apparently it's several years after Return of the Jedi and the fall of the Galactic Empire. So I guess this would fill in the gap between Jedi and
five,
the Force
six
Awakens.
And seven.
Which, that could be interesting.
Like the Rise of the New Order.
Yeah.
How we got to that point.
I mean, they're going to spend some money on it. So there's going to be 10 episodes and they have a budget of $100 million. So
God damn.
That's not bad. And Jon Favreau's not a terrible director.
Yeah, no, he does good stuff. Yeah.
I mean, he's responsible. Like, if there's no Jon Favreau,
there's no Iron Man.
Yeah, there's no Iron Man. There's no MCU. Which, that's a well-directed movie, for as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. We were just talking about it before we went on air.
Yeah.
Iron Man's probably the best or one of the best MCU movies.
Well, it's the one that, like you said, it's the one that started this whole thing. If it didn't do as well as it did, I don't think...
Yeah, they probably would have said, okay, everyone just sucks at making comic movies. Let's just be done with this.
Yeah, like it wasn't going to go anywhere. So I had a feeling that it had to be... Like, they had to hit it just right, especially with him. Because Tony Stark is such a, like, yeah, he's whatever, but he had to be, like, that dick, but also be a likable character at the same time.
He had to be a good gateway character.
Yeah.
Right? You think they sat in a boardroom and they're like, who do we get to play an alcoholic millionaire? An alcoholic millionaire.
Yeah. Let's perfect. Do it. Man, like, he wasn't the first person they asked, though.
No?
No, originally it was supposed to be Tom Cruise.
I know. I was like, I was about to say that kind of as a joke. Like, it's always Tom Cruise.
No, it was originally going to be Tom Cruise.
I just can't even.
If
can't
they would have went with him, I don't think there would have.
It wouldn't have been the same.
It would not be.
Mainly because that movie came out in that weird period where Tom Cruise didn't realize that he just needs to make action movies.
Yeah.
So he was still kind of trying to be serious a little bit. Sort of kind of.
Yeah, and then he got. Yeah, he went back to.
And he said, fuck it, let's just make shit blow up. I'm going to run a bunch.
Yeah, because like, look at what he does now. What is it? Jack Reacher.
Yeah,
he does a lot of that.
Those movies are good.
And then now he's into Mission Impossible, and that's what like really is taking off for him.
Also, maybe going to be Green Lantern.
Yeah, which is weird. Which is weird.
Yeah, that, like,
The two that I keep hearing is either him and Mark Wahlberg, and either one of them, I'm just.
Well, what I'm confused about is like they're aiming for older dudes for this movie. Clearly,
yep.
Because so it's probably going to be Hal Jordan.
Hal Jordan.
So. But before that, they were talking about trying to get Denzel.
There you go.
Which, that's never happening.
Yeah,
never happening.
I don't like who could do a good Jon Stewart.
Because
he's my favorite Lantern.
You know,
I like him.
Have you seen Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah,
the dude who played Dr. Dre.
Okay,
he could be a good Jon Stewart.
Yeah, actually, I can see that. Yeah,
he's got a good like authoritative voice. And like that's what I think of when I think about Jon Stewart. It's like
that'd be a good one.
Walking and tell everybody to shut the fuck up.
And he's young enough to get a few movies out of him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think he would be a real good pick.
Yeah, that is a really good pick. Good job. Man.
I can do casting.
All right. I just like him better. I don't know why. Hal Jordan.
Hal Jordan.
That's old shit. Hal Jordan's pretty boring.
He is very boring.
Of all the Green Lanterns, he's boring.
Well, plus from the Justice League cartoons, Jon Stewart was the Black Lantern.
One.
Green Lantern.
The Black Lantern.
The Black Panther.
Yeah. It was Jon Stewart for most of it, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they have Kyle Rayner for a little bit, too?
I think they did like a throwback episode or something.
Yeah.
Where, wasn't he in World War II or something? And I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But they did some kind of throwback thing. But for the majority, 99% of it was all Jon Stewart. So I think that's why I like him better, because that's just what I'm used to.
The one thing we can agree on is it should never be the redhead one. I can't think of his name.
The asshole guy?
Yeah.
What's his name? I can't remember. He's
lame. No one likes him.
And he's kind of a prick.
Yeah.
Can't remember his name. Fuck him. No one likes him.
But yeah. So they'll have that. They're also going to bring in a new season of The Clone Wars. So you remember
I saw that. The internet lost its collective shit over that. I never really got into that show.
Yeah, me neither, really.
It's funny that you say that because like TJ, the guy that we work with, he hates Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But he'll watch The Clone Wars. And he'll watch it over and over and over again.
How do you hate Star Wars?
Easily.
There's things to hate about Star Wars, but you can't just straight up hate Star Wars.
That's what people do.
There are actually a lot of people that don't like Star Wars.
They're called Trekkies, and they're wrong.
Whoa.
No,
you're saying Star Trek is bad, straight up?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, son.
I'm all Star Wars all day long.
See, I do both.
I could do both, too.
Yeah.
They both have their good points, and they both have their bad points.
I don't know. Yeah. Star Trek is too... But, it's too cheesy for me.
But you have some people out there that just don't like either. They don't like that sci-fi or anything that deals with space at all.
Yeah, I guess. There's not, like, I don't like war movies. Like, at all. I'd find them terrible. Like, Saving Private Ryan, whatever.
Oh, that's... that's maybe one of Fishery's most overrated movies.
What is the Dunkirk? I have no interest in watching that. Everyone's like, so fucking good, man. You gotta watch it.
Either. Like, I haven't seen for it. For me, the problem with a lot of war movies is like, well, I know what happened already.
Yeah.
Like, you're not telling me a new story. Like, yeah, a bunch of people died and some shit blew up.
Or
yeah.
Like, right. The first half of Full Metal Jacket, I like. And then once they go to war, well, I'm like, all right,
well, yeah,
I'm over
this. That's how everybody feels about Full Metal Jacket. Like, everybody watches the first half, and then they cut that shit right
well,
the fuck off.
Harley Ermey's dead. I'm over it now.
Right? Nah, he's dead for real, too.
Oh, now he is dead for damn. Real. I'm going to throw back a little liquor here for my boy Harley Ermey. For the old gunny. What else they got on there on Disney's streaming?
The Star Wars movies, obviously.
Yeah.
Is this going to be $10 a month like everything else?
Probably. But the problem is they don't have the broadcast rights for the first six movies.
Oh.
Yeah, Turner just bought them like a couple years ago, and they got that shit till 2024.
Wow.
And Disney is actively trying to find a way to get them back. Which, I get it, like, because with TNT, like, what? It's the weekend? Congratulations, you're watching Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like,
wow, I did not know they didn't.
Yeah, it's always on when I go to Priceless. One of the TVs almost always has a Star Wars movie on it because I think it's always on TBS or something.
Yeah,
or TNT or one
it's
of them.
TNT.
Yeah. That's hilarious. TBS is more comedy stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Don't worry about it. It's cool.
But that's hilarious that they don't have the rights to those ones, so they can't. They can't be like you can't play this.
Like the idea of them doing the streaming service came up a little abruptly.
Yeah, it did.
But they've got that. There's an untitled Marvel TV series. Well,
Because they got Marvel, and DC just announced we're going to start our own streaming service.
Which,
they're like,
that was
abrupt too.
That is also a really bad fucking idea.
Yeah.
like just sell your stuff to one of the already established. I'm not paying for more fucking services,
right?
Especially if it's so granular and so particular as you're paying this much. Just
for this.
Yep.
Like, that's asking a lot, man.
Well, and that's like you're going against two huge powerhouses right now, which is basically Hulu and Netflix. And I just don't.
And I already have both of those. I ain't paying for something
and
else.
And I don't see anybody. Yeah. I don't see anybody beating them out.
See,
I
that's
really
what
don't.
That's what DC should have went. So Marvel's got all the shows on Netflix.
For now.
Yeah.
Until Disney's like,
nothing.
Yeah, we're done. But that's what they should have done. Disney should have partnered with Netflix, and Netflix makes fucking billions of dollars, and they could have sold, said, yeah, we'll buy some more of your ideas, and we'll both make money off of it, and then DC should have went to Hulu and did some shit, and they could have all worked together instead of trying to make another fucking service for us all to pay for. Like, I'm going to steal that shit right off the, I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to break the motherfucking law, because I am not paying for another fucking service.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just not.
I'm with you. I think of all these ones that are popping up, Disney's the one that has the strongest case just because their library is so massive.
And yeah, their library is massive, but you also got to look at what their library consists of, and a lot of it's going to be...
Don't get me wrong. Like, their ideal customer is definitely not us.
No.
it's definitely not.
It's parents who need something to babysit their kids.
Like, we are extra money for them, basically.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be plenty of folks like us that are like, well, yeah, I want to watch all the Marvel movies, so I guess I'll subscribe.
Yeah,
but we are not ideal.
Oh shit! Else. New Clone Wars. No, it's like, oh, my daughter needs to watch Beauty and the Beast 15 times a day.
Right?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it's going
to
be.
And it's in the vault, so I got to get the subscription service.
And it's crazy because you have all these free streaming, services out there that like they're not going to come out with a bunch of new material. Like Netflix has really cornered that, and so has Hulu, where they come out with their own shows, and they have it. Disney's not going to do that. They'll come out with a few. I can see that, like Star Wars and what have you. But it's already something that they already have. They're not going to go beyond that to make like something new and original without having to be like fighting Netflix or Hulu.
Right.
Because there's just no way. Like, how many Netflix original movies come out monthly now?
Dude, it's not even monthly. It's weekly.
Dude, there's
it's so much.
I looked at it one day. It's fucking insane.
Well, there's a lot of bad ones, but they have a lot of. I'm not gonna lie, they have some good ones.
Yeah, they do have some good ones.
Yeah.
The problem with Netflix though is that the volume is so much.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck am I supposed to figure out what's good or what's bad?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Like, you watch Netflix because I don't have regular TV anymore. I just put it on, and sometimes I'll run into one. And I'm like, wow, that was actually a really good movie. Or they'll do the other thing where they say, like, with Bright, what they did with that, and they actually, like, promoted it and said, hey, you know, in 2 weeks, we're coming out with this new movie called Bright. And it actually, you know, it was a hit or miss for some people. I liked it, you know, but it was a good movie. And, you know, that's what they need to do. They actually need to, like, promote their movies and say, hey, there's this movie that's coming out. You need to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they just release a bunch of shit and you don't even know.
You don't know.
It just exists all of a sudden. Like, what the fuck is this?
And, all right, so this is now going to talk about us shitting on Netflix for a minute. So my problem with Netflix is that they don't have any way for you to, like, truthfully know what's new. Because, like, when you look at their new releases, a lot of times it's shit that came out, like, 4 weeks ago.
Right.
And you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, this has been a new release for 6 months.
Yeah, they just, you have to keep up with their stupid thing, like, on the internet and see, like, they give you, like, a monthly breakdown of, like, what it's
going
to be.
What's coming and what's going.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's really, like, okay, I get it, but you could easily do what, you know, do, like, little previews or something.
They used to do that.
And that's what I'm saying. That would be perfect, right?
Yeah.
Like, here's a preview of what's coming out this upcoming month or whatever, and here's a snippet.
They should have, like, a new this week or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They have stuff weekly.
Yep.
Not just showing originals, but, I mean, they acquire properties or whatever. Like, yeah, they should really have a new this week.
Or... Yeah. There was this feature they had, and I think it was only on the PlayStation version of Netflix. They got rid of, which is super valuable. It's called Max.
I loved it.
Oh, dude, I fucking love that thing.
Because, like, if you couldn't find anything...
It would find something for you to watch.
Yeah, it would say, okay, we have four categories here. I'm going to let you pick from these four categories, and then you like something that's violent, you want comedy, whatever. And it would actually find a decent movie for you.
Oh, I want violent comedy.
No, well, that's an actual comedy.
Yeah.
That's an actual category.
Yeah, like it would really find something for you like that.
Dude, it was fucking awesome. And
it'd be what is that movie? Dylan Tucker? Like that would fall under violent comedy.
Yeah.
So it'd be like something it would find something in their library that would fit what you were looking for.
That's a super underrated movie, by the way. was fucking hilarious.
And the algorithm was good.
Yeah.
And it had great presentation. Like it was done by Jackbox Studios. Like the company that does, you don't know. Jack.
Oh yeah,
it actually had the dude who voices the.
Yep.
What's his name?
Yep.
Cookie Master. Cookie.
Yeah, so it had him. He was the voice of Max. So there's actual humor and shit in it too. It was good, but for whatever reason, they just stopped.
Well, remember when Netflix first started doing streaming? You would go through, and I miss doing this. I used to do this for like an hour, like go through and like stuff you've seen and stuff you haven't seen, and like do I want to watch it and rate it, and then it would make more suggestions. Now it just offers you stuff based on what you've watched. And I'm not the only one using Netflix. Well, I am now.
Fuck yeah.
But like Nicole would be watching stuff and then it would like, do you want to watch more of these stupid women serial killer shows? No, I don't want to watch
my suggestions are all fucked up on Netflix because of Rachel. All fucked up.
Don't get a girlfriend, internet.
No. Get a girlfriend, but...
Make like, a separate profile on your Netflix.
Just put the foot down and tell her to make her own profile.
Yeah, that's super annoying.
Yeah. But this list gets a little weird after this. So they said they're going to have all the MCU movies. They're making their own Don Quixote movie.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Because like the only other Don Quixote movie that people even care about is the Terry Gilliam one that he's been trying to make for like 30 years.
Wasn't there the one with John Lithgow? Wasn't he in a Don Quixote movie?
I don't know. Well, I'll Google it.
Right now while you're talking.
But yeah, they're coming out with that. Oddly enough, one of the highlights of this is Father of the Bride.
Wait, are they like remaking a series or something based on it? Or just
the
movie?
No, like the actual 1991 movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like that's a highlight of what they're going to add.
Wow.
Okay. Like... Another random highlight is High Fidelity. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. Oh, shit. Yeah.
John Lithgow is Don Quixote.
Definitely not the Terry Gilliam movie, though.
Bob Hoskins?
R.I.P., homie.
Isabella Rossellini?
He actually used to have a thing for her back in the day.
Vanessa Williams. Now, I know you had a thing for Vanessa Williams back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Probably still now. I bet she still looks good.
Oh, yeah. She's still hot, bro. She is. I can verify that.
What was she in? Independence Day? Was that her?
No,
that was what's her face? That was Vic A. Fox.
I think she's maybe you're thinking of Eraser.
Eraser, there you go.
But they also have Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which I'm going to go ahead and throw y'all another hot take. Movie's overrated.
Yeah.
Very overrated.
I really liked it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I think now that I'm an adult, it's not as good.
But that's what it was, right? It was like funny entertainment when you were a kid, but then like you rewatch it again, you're like,
this is trash.
Yeah, it's like why? And I actually am really upset about Rick Moranis. I really liked him as an actor, and
he's back now though.
Is he completely coming back?
He's back.
Now his kids are all raised up.
Yeah, he's back.
Good on him, by the way, for just leaving acting to just raise his kids after his wife died.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid thing.
Because what's his name? He kind of did the same thing, too. What, Pat Oswalt? Didn't he kind of like get away from
He took a break for a little bit.
Because his wife passed away, and he was thinking the same thing. I'd rather spend time with my kids and not be gone for, you know, months at a time doing a movie.
Yeah. He got remarried, so I'm happy for him, man.
But yeah, like Rick Moranis, like I thought that was great. But I liked him, and he was in a lot of really like classic, funny movies.
Like, it's sad that he quit because like he had like exactly what you're looking for like 80s comedy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like if you're thinking of an 80s comedy star, like it was probably Rick Moranis or fucking Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Steve Guttenberg.
Because Steve Guttenberg was in everything.
Dude, Vanessa Williams looking old as fuck.
I still hit it, bro.
You know I would too, but. It'd make a good story.
Nah, what you need to Google right now, though, is Angela Bassett birthday picture.
Birthday picture?
Yeah.
All right.
She put out a picture on Instagram for her birthday. Her 60th birthday.
Keep talking about keep talking about Disney while I look up old black actresses.
But another highlight they gave was Lady and the Tramp, which I think people assumed that was going to come out. Oh, no, it's a remake of Lady and the Tramp.
Why? What's with this remake?
I don't know, man.
Why?
Oh, and it's one of the live action remakes. They're doing live action versions of everything.
Why?
Of Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah. 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 I don't know why. Like, all right, so I'm going to go see it, but I don't
understand. Wait a minute. This is recent? That's recent?
Yes. Let me see. Yes.
She's 60?
Yes. Let me see. That's from like a few days ago, dude. Yeah. Jeez. Angela Bassett would get the business.
Dude, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Fantastic. Good job. Good. Hey. Good job, Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
Doing sit-ups and shit. Whew. Fucking eating brown rice or whatever the fuck is. It's working.
Woo. But, yeah, they got that.
I don't understand this live-action bullshit. I really don't.
Yeah, like I'm going to go see the live-action Lion King movie.
Cause half of it's fucking King? CGI anyways.
Yeah, like, I don't get it. Like
it's not really that live-action.
So... I don't understand. It's like, all right, cool. Like, be smart. Like, make your money the best way because this could have easily been a good use of, like, some random group of people at Pixar. Just make a computer-generated version.
Yeah.
Instead of spending even more money to do fake live action for a movie that has no humans in it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It was the whole Beauty and the Beast thing. Like, everybody, like, hyped it up so much because of, like, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
It was a kid movie.
I've unfortunately seen that movie.
Yeah. You have?
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
I don't even think I've seen the original all the way through.
I had never seen the original, but again, I have a girlfriend, and she's a very big fan of the original. So we had to go see the live-action movie. It was garbage.
I bet.
Did you watch the animated one before you watched the lot? No.
No, still, I've never seen that shit. that movie.
The animated one's actually not that bad. It's, like, corny.
Like, as far as I'm concerned, Disney made... approximately three movies back in the day that were watchable.
Aladdin,
The Lion King, and a Goofy movie.
And a Goofy movie.
Yeah. Goofy movies are shit, man.
What about Robin Hood? The one with the fox in it?
Actually, that's a solid movie.
Favorite movie as a kid. I still like that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take that back. I'll increase it to 5. Young Me had a thing for The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Mainly because I think Young Me was like, all right. Redheads, all right.
You're like,
all right.
I'd bang a fish.
Yeah. I mean, it all works the same, right? I mean, if the top half is human, bottom half is probably at least half human, right?
Right. Right? It's like, oh, yeah, girl, your cloaca is so hot.
Right? We'll figure it out. Science is weird.
I want to fertilize your eggs.
There's going to be a Mighty Ducks series that's supposed to be a continuation of the original movies.
Is Emilio in it? Because he hasn't worked in years.
Probably. It's not like he has anything to do.
Right.
But the better question you should be asking, is Eldon Henson in it?
Which one was he?
I don't know. The tall one with the black hair. But he plays Foggy on Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
Because
okay.
I'm there for all the Foggy Henson jokes. Because like, you know they got to put at least one in there.
Okay. But
there's going to be a Muppet series, which, it's the Muppets.
I forgot that Disney bought Henson.
Yeah. They had a TV show a couple years ago that was actually kind of good.
Yeah, they brought back didn't they bring back the Muppet Show?
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't the Muppet Show. It was like The Office, but with the Muppets.
I thought they brought back the Muppet Show.
That was like
10 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Huh.
Which, that was actually pretty good, too.
I remember that.
I can't believe, I just forget how much shit Disney owns. Fuck, man.
Well, they're making a remake of the Parent Trap.
They're rebooting your childhood.
Again. Yeah, because remember they made the remake with Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
Yep. Terrible.
They're making a remake of The Sword in the Stone.
Why?
I don't know, man.
Because that shit, that's old. That's from like the 70s, isn't
it? Yeah, but why do you, like, yeah. It still does, like, it still holds up today. Like, this is stuff that, like, you have to watch.
Speaking of Steve Guttenberg, they're remaking Three Men and a Baby.
God damn it.
Wow.
All right.
And then, as you expect, there are 4 points that are at the end here. They're going to have the full Disney back catalog, as you expected.
Okay.
The full Pixar back catalog.
That's what's going to draw in all the moms right there.
Yeah.
The Disney catalog.
Yeah. Disney and Pixar.
The
really.
Pixar stuff.
Yeah.
But since they just bought them, they'll have 21st Century Fox's full back catalog.
Oh, X-Men.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But is that really a win?
No.
I mean, when you think about it, how many good X-Men movies are there, really?
None.
Three.
All right.
Maybe really? Four.
Which three?
Okay, I want to know.
The first two X-Men.
The first two?
The first one. I don't know. Remember two. Was two good?
Two was pretty good.
Okay, we'll give them those. The third one was not.
It was garbage.
Good. And I like Halle Berry, but I don't like her as Storm.
Mm-mm, not even
just,
close.
I think that one fucking line that, you know what happens to a toad when it gets hit by lightning? Like, you fucked up the whole, you fucked it all up, lady. The whole thing. You should have, like, do you really fucking want me to say this? Are you kidding me? I'm Halle Berry. I showed my breasts.
No, she hadn't showed them yet.
Was that before?
That was before.
Monsters Ball?
Yeah, that was before.
And, was that, and,
no, it was before
Swordfish
was first, then Monsters Ball.
Yeah. So those two,
mm-hmm.
I like both of the newer ones, First Class and,
Apocalypse?
I don't know. You know what? I don't think.
Fucking trash.
I don't think I've seen that one. Wasn't there two?
Oh, no. Awful.
You're thinking of First Class and Days of Future Past.
Yeah, those two.
Those two are good.
And Logan's good. I don't know if we can count that as an X-Men movie, but Logan is
fucking
awesome.
Logan's a good movie. That's a really good movie.
Yeah.
That's a really, really good movie.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Like, it hit all points on that. Like,
yeah.
it actually gave, like, what Logan is. Like, a really good character.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't fuck around. He's not like, oh, I accidentally cut that guy. No, he, like, stabs
people. It is super fucking violent, which is great.
Yeah, it's super violent. I think it gave a logical endpoint to the character as well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
In fact, it gave a logical endpoint to all the characters. Like, you would think that for someone as powerful as Xavier, like, when he eventually, like, loses his shit,
yeah.
that he would be a threat to everyone around him.
Yeah.
And it made sense.
It's like, oh, shit, this guy is about to fuck up an entire city because he's having a seizure.
I think it's the only X-Men movie the only X-Men movie, because the comic books are pretty good at it, again, the point across. That explains why regular humans would be afraid of mutants.
Because yeah. shit like that.
Because
like,
the idea that like a dude with dementia could literally just basically kill everyone within 5 miles, just on a whim.
Yeah, not even not even think about it. Just it's over.
Like, that's fucking scary. Like, that's some shit that would cause some issues.
Or like a little girl that has these, you know, fucking blades and like, you know how kids are. Like, can you imagine a kid like that just loses their fucking shit
and
just cut up everyone?
Yep.
You can't just put her in a fucking foster home.
Yeah.
Because she'd end up fighting with one of the other kids and fucking kill somebody.
It was maybe the most grounded and reasonable X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That happened to have a CGI clone of Hugh Jackman in it.
Dude, he was awesome, though. He was mean as shit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
God damn.
Oh. But Logan would not be on that because there are going to be no R-rated movies on Disney service.
Oh, gay.
Surprise.
Like, no R-rated whatsoever.
Not a one. Not a one. Huh. Which means that the public will not be able to see their favorite,
no Deadpool?
Their favorite Johnny Depp movie.
Which one's that one?
Ed Wood.
Ed Wood. God,
that's R-rated, bro. And it's a Disney joint.
All the Pirates of the Caribbean would be on there, right? Isn't that?
Yeah, they're all PG-13,
okay,
so they're good.
So.
Wow.
I mean, we gotta ask the same question as X-Men, though. Is that a win? There might be maybe two good movies in that whole series.
And I just like the first one. Maybe the second one. But
the second one's good.
The first one for me is like really like...
The first one's the best one.
Yeah. Easily. Easily the best one.
The second one's all right.
Then it starts getting like, what the fuck am I watching?
I watched the most recent one a few months ago.
I still haven't seen it.
Holy fuck, it's bad. It's bad. It is very bad.
I haven't watched any of them. I watched one and two. I didn't watch any of the other ones.
That's cool. Don't watch any of the other ones,
bro. Yeah, don't waste it.
That's one of the things. Like when a movie... like something in two I didn't like. I don't know what it was. I don't even remember. But like, it just like I watched the first Transformers movie. I haven't watched any of the other ones because I hated
like the
movie
live
so
action
much.
Ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it that way.
I hated that movie so much that I haven't watched it. And then keep it like, that way. Dude, you gotta watch fucking Dark Side of the Moon or whatever it's called. No, I'm not gonna watch that.
That's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
They're terrible movies that are all like just maybe just a little bit racist. Just a little bit.
Transformers?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. Michael Bay's a little problematic, bro. That dude always has at least one character in it. There's like, so this is what you think all black people are like, huh?
Who, Tyrese?
No. In the first one, it was Anthony Anderson.
Was it? Huh?
Yeah, because remember they show up at his house. He spends half the scene yelling at his mom off screen. Then the second one, it's Skids, who like just talks like a stereotypical black person from the 70s, even though it's like 2009.
like jive talking like it's Airplane or something?
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's bad.
What about Bad Boys?
Bad Boys is a bunch of racial stereotypes, but it's funny.
Well, so, especially now that they're coming out with a third one.
Are they really?
Yeah, dude.
Finally.
Yep.
You know what? It's still gonna be Joe, but I'm probably gonna see it.
No, I like Bad Boys. I
do like Bad Boys. I like the second one.
Yeah.
When he fucking shoots the guy at the end, he's like, that's the kind of partner I need. Really?
That movie's full of quotables, man.
Yeah. You ain't seen Bad Boys too.
Yeah. Shit just got real. Fucking love Hot Fuzz.
All right, let's move on from Disney.
They're trying to do a second one of that, too.
Of what?
Hot Fuzz? Stop it. Yeah. No, don't do that.
Yeah.
All right, let's stay on a comic book type note.
All right.
So last week, the CW and DC came out and announced that they cast their Batwoman. And it was Ruby Rose, who some of you may remember from John Wick 2. Or Orange is the New Black. And
Or not remember at all.
Yeah, because she's not a great actress, really.
Nope.
But Twitter was not very happy about it. This was an ongoing thing through the week, and apparently she decided to go ahead and quit Twitter.
Yeah.
My feelings got hurt.
Yeah, like
I just want to go home. I'm going to curl up in a ball.
So my question is, who cares? Like, does it matter that much? Like, don't be wrong. Like, I think it's cool that Batwoman's going to be a character, because the Batwoman they're casting, Kate Kane, like in the comic book, she's a fucking badass.
Right.
Like, that's cool. And it's cool that there's going to be like a lesbian superhero. Like, that's cool. Everybody gets their own little superhero. I'm cool with that. But like, I don't understand people being so angry at one person for this shit.
I think it's, you get into like that fanboy type of thing, you know, where people just get upset. And I think it goes through a whole set of this that, okay, she's a lesbian. People are going to hate on her for that. She's not a great actress.
No.
So a lot of people are going to hate on her for that.
Yeah, like, focus on that and not, is she gay enough or is she not gay enough to be lesbian Batwoman? Yeah.
But I think that's going to be the one thing that's going to hit home for most people, is that she is not a good actress. And I think the only reason why a lot of people think she got this role is because she has a very good-looking face and figure.
She does. I mean,
she's an attractive woman.
She is an attractive
woman. So, and I think that's what a lot of people base this upon, is that, like, outside of the bat suit, you know, people are going to want to stare at her and watch her in this movie. And
I also think part of the problem is that it's sort of like what happened when Gal Gadot got cast as Wonder Woman, where they're like, I don't know, she doesn't look right. It's like, well, nobody's going to look like a fucking comic book character. Right. like, fucking Chris Hemsworth is probably the closest thing you can get to Thor, and he fucking hates being Thor because that shit's not realistic.
And I can attest to that one too, because I'm still not a huge fan of Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman. She's a whatever.
And yeah, that's so weird, because I really liked that movie. You hated it, right?
It drug on.
Whoa,
it drug on.
You were literally the only person I've ever met that hates that movie.
And I wrote a few of my friends, and a few of them agree with me. Like, it took forever to get like going, and it was just, and I was just like, what? Why? And then, like, her talking with Chris Pine, like, talking about, like, well, this is what males and females do, and it's just like, I don't fucking care. Yeah, like, I just want to get, and I actually, like, the whole point of, like, the movie where she actually fights, like, the villain, like, I love that part, but, like, building up to that point, I was just like, this is taking fucking forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think maybe most of the problem may be that at this point, for those of us who are familiar with these characters, it's hard to sit through an origin story movie.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Like, I already understand Themyscira. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. And her mom's the queen. Cool. Let's go.
Like, you've been telling this story for about 75 years now.
Yes. Right, right.
Let's get it moving.
Right. Like, if I have to watch Bruce Wayne's parents die again, I'm going to lose my shit.
Well, it's
I
like,
swear to God.
You better prepare to watch Bruce Wayne's die again.
Well, it's the same thing with Spider-Man. Like, how many times do I have to watch, Uncle Ben die?
Dude, that was maybe my favorite thing about that Spider-Man movie that came out.
Yeah.
They were just like, okay, you know who Spider-Man is. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right.
What, the last one, Homecoming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't care. Let's get it. And plus, what's her name? Marissa Tomei. Why am I said Rosie Perez?
Goodness.
Marissa Tomei. Man, she looks fantastic.
Yeah. She would get it.
Great.
Yeah, but I think that's
the everyone's just like, she's not old enough, but like in some of the newer Batman stuff, like, she is. She's like, yeah, she's dying. Older, but she's like, she's all active and fit and like, yeah. Cool, yeah, like, cool aunt.
Like in the Batman movies, like they have Diane Lane playing Ma Kent, and she's like 5 years older than can't think of her name, the lady playing Lois Lane. Like,
really?
Yeah. There's only a 5 year difference between the two.
No way.
Yeah, and Diane Lane would still get the business too.
She would.
Yeah,
but she'd have to dress like Judge Hershey, and then it'd be on.
Yeah. And while you're doing it, just go,
Lord,
I am the Lord.
I'm coming. I knew you'd say that.
Yes.
That's awesome. But Ryan and I were talking about this too, because bringing up Wonder Woman, watching the Justice League, that was hard. That was really hard. Like, there's good points in it.
I just watched that again a couple weeks ago.
There's really good points in it, but it's like, it felt like, okay, they already started the Avengers and they're doing the third one. Let's just throw a Justice League movie out there and hope that it does well.
Yeah, and the problem is that, at least with Justice League, is that I didn't care about half those characters.
No.
Like,
and I'm actually really upset now that they have Cyborg in Justice League and not in Teen Titans. I'm actually really upset about that.
They were trying to match what they had in the New 52.
Yeah.
Because they retconned it that he was a founding member instead of Martian Manhunter. But.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Martian Manhunter.
I know.
Was kind of upset. That's why. That was one of the things I didn't like about Justice League, is that there was no Martian Manhunter.
You're a big old John Jones fan?
Yeah.
Sorry, John Jones.
John Jones.
But I don't know, like they just kind of brushed over like Cyborg's whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's a character that could use an origin story.
Right.
Because
it's fucked up.
Because it's actually pretty complicated.
Because his dad turned him into a robot. That's like, fucked up.
That's something that actually has material for an entire movie.
Right.
Or like The Flash maybe didn't need an origin story, but like more than all of 2 minutes of screen time beforehand. Like,
well, he's getting a movie.
Which they can't figure out what they're doing with.
Yeah, but I mean, he's getting his own movie. I actually liked his character. Like, he's super.
He was all right, yeah.
He's super cheesy. He's like, hey, guys, like. Da, da, da.
Yeah, everyone, like, why is he so goofy? It's like, do you know anything about Barry Allen? He's a fucking goon, kind of.
Yeah.
He's a goofy ass dude. Like, the Justice League cartoon, he's always cracking fucking jokes.
Yeah. Yep.
He's kind like, of a fucking goon.
He's their Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They had to have somebody in the movie that wasn't, like, super fucking intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I think that's what I don't like about Aquaman, because usually in the comics or the shows or anything, is Aquaman is super like stoic,
yeah.
Fucking real,
and then now he's
a surf bro,
yeah. And that's the other thing. He's like, we were talking about this too with Batman, like him being Bruce Wayne, like he just goes up, like
he just immediately starts like,
yeah, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman, by the way.
Like, whoa, chill, bro.
Like, that's the thing. Like, in the Justice League,
right?
In Justice League, they all know who each other are.
Except Batman.
Superman knows who Batman is, and nobody else fucking knows that he's Bruce Wayne.
There's only one person that knows.
Yeah, right?
And even then, like, he wore a lead line mask.
Yeah.
Just so he wouldn't know for a while.
But that was, like, that really messed it up for me. Because it was just like, what? What the fuck? Like, no way. Like, you really just, like, all of a sudden is just like, you find all these people. But the only way you're going to get him to join your group is to, I'm Batman. Like,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Also, who gives a fuck? Like, yeah. This motherfucker's hanging out in Iceland and shit. Like, he doesn't care about you.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just didn't understand it. I didn't understand the whole Batman thing because I hate that, like, he just
threw it out.
Yep.
Like, yeah, dude. That movie's very frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, it was better than Batman versus Superman.
It was better than Batman versus Superman.
I'm not saying a lot.
That movie was fucking bad. The whole origin of fucking Doomsday was terrible.
Yep.
That was the worst way you could have fucking done that.
They blew that way too early, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's something that could be its own trilogy of movies.
Right.
Right.
And they just threw it out there like, I guess we need something for these guys to fight.
So, yeah, we'll just pretend that Lex Luthor
Doomsday
injected his DNA into Kryptonian blah, 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 or whatever, and made Doomsday. Like, wait, that's not how it happened.
How that works? Like, all right, cool, I guess.
That could have been an after-credit scene where they show the fucking... The
pod?
The meteor or whatever the thing he's in. Yeah,
I think it was a pod, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
That was fucking 20 years ago. Yeah. But, yeah, just floating through space, and then they show Doomsday or whatever. And he didn't have all the bony things sticking out of him. He was all smooth. No. He looked like a, I don't know. He looked like
right.
Drax the Destroyer.
Kind of, yeah.
It just didn't feel right, like, especially for, like, those heavy-hitting villains. Like, that's one of them. Like, when you think of Justice League or any of those superheroes.
He,
like,
fucking killed Superman. That's what I'm saying.
Like, to this day in the comics.
And
they
then
don't
he got
10
often. Minutes of on-screen time. And in the shittiest origin ever.
Yep.
Yeah. Poor Doomsday.
Do some shit in the easy bake, let it cook a little too long. So,
yeah, this is what I got.
Right. Let's go back to Ruby Rose for a minute. Yeah. So people were saying that either A, she's not a lesbian, which she is.
Yeah. Yep.
She's gender fluid.
Yes. She's not binary.
And it's a CW show, man. Maybe fucking calm down.
It's a fucking
This isn't
CW
a blockbuster movie.
No.
Like, if her acting isn't up to snuff. It's a CW show, man.
Right.
Half of those people can't fucking act. They just put them on there because they're pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like, dog, Stephen Amell was doing nothing before he did this shit.
No, what was he? Was he in WWE or something like that?
No, he started wrestling after that.
Oh, after that? Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't he tiny? I thought he was tiny in real life.
Well, yeah, I mean, most actors are pretty short.
Huh.
Yeah, but it's just funny. Like, you think of all these scenes, like, that would be their most famous show because it's been running the longest, and it's not good.
That shit is bad, dude.
It's not good. Like, the first couple seasons, I could see it.
The second season was great.
But it's just, like, it's not, like, I don't go out of my way to be like, oh, my God, Arrow's going to be on tomorrow. Like, fuck.
I haven't done that with anything.
I go out of my way to not watch that shit. Just,
I haven't had cable in so long. I don't watch weekly shows. Like, I wait for it to come out and watch it all at once.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I can't wait this week. I did it with Rick and Morty. I did it with Flash for, like, I think the second season of Flash.
What's it called? You still do for?
And Westworld.
Westworld.
Yeah. But I mean, and I'll probably do it when Game of Thrones comes back. Yeah. But I mean, it's the last season. I don't want to get behind and have everything ruined.
It's gonna be impossible for you to avoid spoilers for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's not that big of a deal. This isn't high stakes. Like,
yeah,
this isn't like art that we're presenting to the world to represent America or some shit. Like, it's just, no.
And that's, you're right. Like, putting her in a Batman role on a somewhat decent television show. Like,
which show is she going to be on?
Her own show.
They're going to own her own.
So, like, the big crossover they do between all the shows is going to focus on them all going to Gotham.
Oh, she's going to be in the Arrowverse.
Yeah. So, like, that's going to be their introduction.
So all of them, like, that's right.
All of them except Black Lightning. You know, don't know what's different about that show than the other ones.
They already have a Black Flash, Wally West.
Mm-hmm. Wait, yeah. Mm-hmm. is Black Lightning part of that Arrowverse?
Nope. It's the only show that's separate for some reason.
Separate but equal.
Well played.
Separate but equal.
Well played.
But yeah, they always do those crossover things because I was like, still watch the Flash every
What's
now
weird
and.
Is like, technically, Superwoman isn't part of the Arrowverse,
right? So she wouldn't be. So why is she in it?
Supergirl?
Yeah. It's in a separate universe.
What, really?
Yeah.
But
they always have to come up with some convoluted reason that they get her in the group with everybody. Because,
like, they have to follow, like, go to a different.
Oh, that's
like, timeline,
right.
Or
yeah,
whatever.
Because
it originally was on another network.
Okay, yeah, because the Flash has to, like, run through time or whatever to get her.
So there's always some, like, dumb reason that they come up with to bring her in. But we can't do that for this other dude. Okay. All right.
I get it.
Maybe they'll do it for this next season.
Nope. They already said it's not happening. They said that shit is never happening.
Like, I still haven't watched it yet.
You know why?
I've heard it's all right.
What's that? Black Lightning?
Yeah. I haven't watched it because I don't watch anything from CW.
It's still kind of pretty cheesy.
Well, to be expected.
But it's not bad, I guess. You know, I really like the villain.
I think what turned me off.
He's fucking
was the
awesome.
Villains.
Really?
Because they did the thing they do with a lot of black shows where they cast musicians. Yeah. So he's
really fucking good. Yeah, but he's really fucking good.
Okay.
That's probably my favorite part about that show. He's a rough motherfucker.
But between that and Jill Scott, I'm like,
yeah, why is that though? Why do they always do that?
Cast rappers?
Yeah.
Yeah, on our shows we always get musicians. I don't know why.
There's not enough black actors to go around.
Because like Power.
Dave Chappelle will tell you.
Because they only cast like 4 black actors. So.
Right.
Well,
do you think we can get Denzel on the show? Absolutely not.
Absolutely
not. We got to get a fucking rapper then.
So, all right. So let's call his son. See if we can get him.
Maybe.
Actually, his son's a pretty good actor.
Is he?
Common's usually the one that they get, right?
Common. Why isn't Common Black Lightning?
That's a good question.
Because he's always like, what was the other one? The Western.
Hell on Wheels?
Yeah.
He was terrible in that.
He was terrible.
To be fair, Common is terrible in almost everything.
That is, yeah. Because I watched a TV show.
Wait, wait a minute. What about Smokin' Aces?
I said almost. He was good in Smokin' Aces. Smokin' Aces is a fucking great movie.
It is a good movie.
But he was on like a woodworking TV show.
What?
Yeah. Hold on now.
Was it the Vanilla Ice Project?
No. It was
amazing.
A competition. It's a woodworking competition. And like he was one of the judges. And like... You could tell, like, people who actually do this for a living, like, they would, like, critique things, like, really well. But he was supposed to be, like, your everyday consumer.
Mm.
And he was like, well, I sit on it. And it's just like, dude, shut the fuck.
Did he bust out his Microsoft commercial voice?
We got
AI that tells us the future.
But it was, like, him being in it, I was just like, this is so stupid.
Yeah, as soon as I see Common is in something, I'm like,
It hurts it for me.
You know what's fucked up? Every time I go to the barber, and they're like, what are you looking for? I pull up a picture of Common. I'm like, can you maybe he looked like this.
I mean, not bad. It's a good haircut.
Yeah, bald with kind of beard, but, yeah. Like, sometimes it's a little pointy right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, can you make me black and handsome? No one ever does. Ever.
So
no.
I need the go ahead and just, you know, bald up top, you know, about a 2 on the beard. And if you could inject some melanin in me, that'd be great.
And then, yeah, make me about a foot taller. Slim me down. That'd be great.
We'll find somebody who can do
I'm,
it.
I'm what is that? What was that one girl? Transracial. I'm transracial.
God damn.
That shit. You know, and what confused me so much is like, all right, like I get it. For light-skinned black folks, there's a wide range.
Yeah.
How did anybody look at her and be like, nah, man, you're white? Like, who was fooled? I need to talk to these people and be like, come on, man. What
apparently,
were you thinking?
Who was she working for? NAACP or something like that? Okay.
And it like there's no way you looked at this woman and said, nah, you black. Nah, come on, man. Come on. That is a shitty tan.
Eminem is blacker than you.
Oh, are we going back to that? Like Tiger Woods. I want Tiger Woods. He's on he's
the Asian delegation selects the Wu-Tang Clan.
Konnichiwa, bitches. That skit is so great. It gave me like one of my like day-to-day catchphrases.
What's that?
I will literally tell somebody who tells me some bad shit. Tough break, nigga.
Oh, man.
So good.
You guys want to talk about Doom before we get out of here?
Yeah.
Or Shaq Fu?
No, Doom.
Doom?
Shaq Fu is pretty amazing.
I still got Shaq Fu pulled out. We can talk about
Shaq Fu is pretty amazing, but Doom is legit.
So that trailer dropped, what was it, last week?
Yeah, yeah. Last week during QuakeCon.
I don't play shooters, you know that, but I like to watch people play shooters.
Mm-hmm.
This shit looks fucking intense. Yeah. Real intense.
Dude,
And it's got that Bionic Commando element that I really like.
Yeah. So like we were talking about this before we came on air, the upgrades that they gave the main guy is gonna be legit. Like these are like things that we wanted, but we never got to actually use them or see them.
Yeah.
But now that we're actually gonna be able to use them, like I am pumped. I am pumped.
Yeah. I think what's great about it is that it's it's a sensible modernization of Doom.
Yeah.
Like the upgrade we're talking about, if you haven't seen it, is basically you get a grappling hook that you can shoot from your wrist.
Yeah.
And you can use it to obviously move around, but you can use it to get yourself close to enemies.
Yeah.
So, like, that just opens up combat so
and just rip
much.
Them in half. It was violent. It was awesome.
Yeah, so, and the gun that you have right there, the super shotgun, this is what we're basically talking about. Like, shotgun was the most powerful gun that you could get in Doom.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you get to pull yourself to your enemy, like, up, I'm right in your face now every single time, like, yeah, that shotgun's going to get used a lot.
Oh, it's going to be so good. So good.
Yeah, I'm all for this.
So that's how it works. So the grappling hook is used for the environment, and then this hook on the shotgun is used to pull you to enemies.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's...
And then they still have the double jump thing. You can really get around in this game, because he was moving all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
Because it's so, well, it's Doom. It's like chaotic. So yeah, you got to get in. You got to get out.
Mobile.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. It's so good, man. Like, I think they're doing it right by not giving a whole lot of info out at once.
Right.
They haven't said anything about when this game's coming out. So it seems like, all right, cool. We want to let you know that this is clearly Doom 2, which I remember watching the E3 segment and like, wait, is this fucking Doom?
Yeah.
Wait, are they doing Doom 2?
Yeah.
And I saw the little street light, and I was like, fuck yes, it's Doom. It's Hell on Earth, yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. Like, they're doing everything right with this game.
Yeah, and I think that the things that they're putting into it is really, like, pushing this game forward. Because, obviously, like, everybody was, like, super pumped to see some of these villains again. But then you see him at the very end of the clip, you see him pull out that sword, and you're like,
fuck.
Yes. This is what I'm talking about.
Dude.
Because you don't even get to see him use it. You literally see him open it up and you just see the blade come out and you're like.
But you know some shit is about to go down.
Oh, yeah, for real. It's not going to be like, I'm just going to like, it's a sword. Like, I'm going to fucking cut shit in half. I'm going to mess things up. Like, it's not going to just, especially with Doom, they're going to make it graphic.
Yeah.
They're going to make it real graphic.
I hope that they keep the same kind of writing they had in the last game. Because, like, if you paid attention, that game was actually really fucking funny. actually, you're making everything worse. Like, the fact that the game opens with them trying to give you a warning on a video screen, and you're just like, fuck this, and you punch the screen for no reason.
Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck about no warning. I'm out here to murder people.
In that trailer, that voice is just like, please stay calm. It's just
The
world's just falling apart around you.
Or like, when you get stuck in a room, it says, unacceptable levels of demon infestation. Are there acceptable levels?
Yeah, right? Like, where do we, where is, like, is it five?
Right.
Like, once you get past five, like, there's too many demons here, guys.
Guys, we gotta clean this up.
Turn the lady on.
it's a game that is self-aware. I like that if you, like, also read all, like, little tablets and shit, like, it's actually just a continuation of the other Doom games. It's not a reboot. Like, all right, cool. Like, they respect what this game was, and he's like, all right, cool, this is new shit.
Yeah, and that's really what it should be. Like, because there's a lot of people that played the original Dooms, and, you know, they want to play this type of shooter again. Because I think when they first came out with, like, Doom and Quake and, like, all that stuff, like, I love shooting aliens.
Fuck yes.
And I like just murking them and going out there. But then when you get to these bosses, like, it's actually hard. Like, you can't just, like, we were just talking about it. Like, as soon as you run out of ammo, like, there's no more ammo out there.
Like, you got to think it through.
You're done. Like, it's like, and
make every shot count.
And you try to
punch a demon to death.
I used to spend fucking full days like just reloading quick saves. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna use the shotgun on these guys on the right. I'm gonna have like a couple shells left, so switch over to like the plasma rifle.
Yep.
Kill those dudes over there. I got a BFG round, so let me use one of that to clear out these guys.
Yep.
Like, and you would just like, you would build a strategy to get through a room, and eventually, like, if somebody was just watching you do it, like, it looked like this well-oiled fucking killing machine.
No, I've just died 74 times, and I finally got it figured out.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was a puzzle of just, you just fucking shooting
I did that on Quake. So it took me forever to figure out, like, you had to, like, do the spawn thing and spawn, like, inside of Shub Niggurath at the end.
Yeah.
And it took me fucking forever. So I just unloading, and I'm just like, there's not enough fucking ammo in this game to kill this thing.
Yep.
And then I did the teller, and I was like, I fucking telefrag this motherfucker.
Yeah, that's really what it is, right? But you always have to do that in these games. Like, it wasn't just straightforward. Like, there was a way to get through it, and there was, like, you had to strategize. Like you said, just running through. Like, I'm not going to have enough ammo to get through.
Mm. Right. I can't stop and kill every fucking demon in this game.
I think that's why folks like our age don't like shooters now. Because most of us, for our introduction to shooters, was like Doom, Doom 2, Quake, maybe Duke Nukem 3D.
Redneck Rampage.
Yeah, Redneck Rampage was actually good. Outlaws, maybe, if you
Blood,
remember that.
I loved Blood.
Oh, Blood was good, too. In those games, like, back then, if a game was going to be difficult, it had to be built around limiting your access to stuff. So it was different. And now shooters are more like, all right, cool, we're just going to hit you with a bunch of shit.
Right. And, just like, guns around every corner.
Yeah. So it's not the same. Yeah, so it's not interesting. And also, like, with multiplayer, back then, like, everybody had the same shit. Like,
yeah.
If you were lucky, maybe you got to the rocket launcher before somebody else.
Yep.
And you, like, you really just had to be on your shit, and you had to learn the level.
Yep.
Like, it's just different than it is now. And I think that's why I can't get into shooters that much.
Yeah.
It is really hard.
It kind of lost that sense of urgency, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you played Halo, when I first started playing Halo online. Like, you knew, like, as soon as that sniper rifle comes up, that's what I'm getting.
Oh, yeah.
I can hit people from all over the map. But it was like, that's what you needed. Like, you needed to have, like, but now it's like people just run and gun.
Yeah.
Just spray and pray or whatever you want to say. That's what it is. Like, nobody has any skill out there. They're just hoping that it's like.
I mean, there's skill, but it's all Twitch skill, really.
Yeah. Like, so, Well, and going to the most popular game out there, Fortnite, it's how quickly can I build?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a gun one-on-one battle. Like, how quickly can I build? How fast can I build up above you? And then I'll start trying to shoot at you.
Right.
That's not my style of gameplay.
Yeah.
I'd rather see, let's go one-on-one.
Yeah, let's see what happens, bro. Guns
1v1 only. Me, bro.
Yeah. Just guns.
And,
just
dude,
guns.
Like, some of the best experiences I remember about online gaming came from stuff like that.
Yep.
Because, like, all right, cool, like, this motherfucker has the rocket launcher and he got the quad damage.
Yeah.
But all right, cool, like, he can only fire one rocket at a time, so let me see if I can circle strafe this motherfucker.
Yeah, like, as soon as he fires that rocket, he's mine.
Yeah,
like, I'm getting him.
But exactly,
is and that was the whole thing. Like, even if I strategize for this, is he carrying that rocket launcher? Mm-hmm. Or does he have another gun? Because if he has another gun, I'm gonna get worked over. But if he has that rocket, there's the chance that I'm going
to
win.
Right? Like, is he going to wait to reload this rocket, or is he going to fire the rocket, switch the fucking nail gun real quick, rip me in half?
Love that nail gun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't see it now. Like, the games now, especially for shooters, they're not fun.
Yeah.
They're the same. It's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And I think I play Fortnite just because I play with people.
I love that about you. You're like, you always talk shit about Fortnite, and then you're like, but you'll play with people at work and shit just to play with people.
Yeah, just to play, because that's like, that's what I get entertained with, you know? Like, there's plenty of games out there that I could play. Like, I bought Horizon Zero Dawn. I can play that by myself. I can do God of War again. I can play that by myself. But sometimes I just enjoy being or talking to my friends or whatever.
Yeah.
What it's like you guys when you said, are we all going to get Red Dead? Like, of course.
Forward to that.
Did we figure out our posse name?
I don't think we did.
I think it was something that, like, super gay about cowboys.
That's what I remember is Cowboys of Blue Mesa. That's the last one I remember.
B-O-I-S, Cowboys. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you play games for friends, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of these shooters, a lot of people love to play Call of Duty. I can't get into it.
I can't, dude.
At all.
I can't.
And it's not like it's a good or a bad game. Even if I was playing with friends, I still wouldn't want to play it.
Yeah,
it's just a trash game to me.
That, and people take that shit way too fucking seriously.
Yeah,
man.
Like
I think what makes it worse is the introduction of more stats. Like, the fact that you can see what your KDR is,
yeah,
makes it much worse. Because back in the day, like, if people looked at what their KDR was in, like, Doom or Quake, it was probably fucking trash.
It was.
Like,
it was.
It was probably terrible.
And then
it was fun though, because you weren't worried about that.
No, I wasn't worried about. I was just worried about, like, end goal objective. Did we win or did we lose?
Right. Like, this motherfucker has 10 kills. I got 7. I got to make up 3 in, like, the next 2 minutes.
Right.
Let's do this.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I don't care about the rest of the shit. But, and that's the biggest thing. If you play with people who are competitive and they look at your KDR and they're like, oh, you at least have to have 10 kills to 3 deaths. It's like, what?
Right.
Why?
Like, what happened to just playing the game for fun, bro?
Yeah.
Like,
everybody takes those games way too seriously.
Way too seriously.
It's not for me.
So a few other things in Doom is the destructible demons.
Yeah.
Like, they fall apart. Yes. It looks badass.
Yep.
Instead of just, they get shot and a little burst of blood explodes like most games, like a chunk will fly off.
Yeah, dude.
Which looks badass.
I'm so excited for this shit.
And this one that I didn't even realize on the trailer, but apparently it was announced, the other players can get in your game.
Yeah. Yes. That was like,
but it's optional too.
Right.
Yeah. Which is cool.
They do that with Dark Souls.
Yeah.
So it's very optional, but it's the same concept. People can come into your game and they can just wreck your shit, or they can either help you out, whatever they want to really do. But most of them are going to troll the shit out of you.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing in Dark Souls. They'll go into your game.
Yeah.
They can help you out, or they're going to see what you're doing and they'll fucking wreck you. And just think if you're in a boss fight and somebody comes in and fucking savages you.
That's fucking right? Shitty.
I would have that off by default all the time.
Yep. Let me go ahead and switch that off. Don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, and I really like the Dark Souls series, but that's one thing that really pisses me off.
Yeah.
Cause you'll be carrying all these souls around. You won't be at a bonfire. And then all of a sudden you're like, somebody just fucking invaded my fucking game.
God damn it.
And you're like, and sometimes you're like, okay, let me see who it is. And you'll see him and you're like, nope.
Nope. No parts of that.
But other times you'll look at him and you're like, maybe this guy is, he's new. Maybe he's just trying to check it out and he'll attack you. And you're like, wow, that was like getting hit by a pillow. So you can do that all day long, man. I'm going to fuck your world up. But yeah, it's like, I want to see how that's going to interact with Doom.
Yeah.
I'm actually really curious about that.
Well, it's interesting, too, because that sounds like they may be working on fixing the multiplayer. Because that was the one huge knock on that Doom from a couple years ago. Multiplayer was fucking trash. It was garbage.
And I think, and that's the other thing, is like, I think they have a lot of multiplayer games out there. I don't mind just playing it for the story.
Yeah, same.
The story was good.
I think what was disappointing to me is that, in my head, I was just thinking of like back in the day. I'm like, yeah, like
yeah.
I used to waste so much fucking like company time at my dad's job playing multiplayer.
Yeah, dude, Quake. I played so much, and I had the fucking worst dial-up connection.
Same.
Like I would spawn, and then the next frame that actually loaded was me laying on my side of my backpack, spinning in front of my face.
See, I use that to my advantage. So I made my own clan. I have some fucking terrible ass name that like 12-year-old me came up with. And we mostly played on Necropolis. And well, most of the game was brown anyway.
Right. But, yeah.
Our team colors were brown. So you would blend in. So even if I was lagging, it's hard to fucking see me. So
it made it even like, I'm going to really use this to my advantage. But yeah, Quake, I mean, that game was dark.
Dude,
and
yeah.
Then you added in like darker color to it.
Yeah.
You couldn't see anybody. Fuck, and then everybody used to love to put on like blue or red.
Yeah, it's like,
or
nah, dude. Like,
no, hell no, I'm not going to run around that.
I am shit brown, son.
I'm fucking Rambo coming out of the mud.
You don't have to work to kill me, bro.
And it was always the same way. I always loved seeing people wear like something really bright, and you're just like
why are you wearing yellow, dog?
Like, yeah. You're just a fucking moving target now at that point.
Yeah. Unless they were like really good, and you were like, God, why is this guy always fucking kidding? Why is he... Where is he shooting me from? How is he wearing that yellow? He's leading.
It's because he's camping the fucking spawn point because he knows.
It's because that motherfucker knew to turn on mouse look. Oh, good old times.
Great times. Well, Doom looks cool. What else? Red Dead's coming out soon.
Yeah.
We got to get our clan going, our posse.
Yeah, man. It's going to be good.
Make a gang.
See how angry I can get when I'd probably find out I can't make a black dude.
Jesus.
You probably can, but he's going to be dressed in like the tattered clothes that are all done up with like a fucking rope.
Right? You're like,
huh. All right.
So, here we go. Why is this guy's special attachment some chains?
Yeah. We ain't going to give him a gun. You kidding me?
No, maybe
you can just make Django.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what they're like. Well, we aren't going to do a slave character, but he looks a little like Django.
That's just the coolest way you could find to do it. It's the least offensive way you could do it. But yeah, don't forget, check out casualcowards.com.
Casual cowards.
Yeah, we're the casual cowards this week because we're talking about video games.
Yeah.
So nofunshow.com. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook. We have a Patreon if you want to get some exclusive content. We got a free video up right now if you want to get a preview of me and Charles talking about comics. Because apparently there's just not enough time in this show for us to talk about comics. Yeah, but for episode 45, I'm Ryan.
I'm Charles.
Why would you take a fucking drink right there?
I'm Lorenzo.